Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 62 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The push to end the war in Gaza after 2 years is one step closer, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to phase one of the U.S. peace plan. President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting thanking all nations involved in negotiations. He says within days there could be immediate ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages.
We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday. Getting them is a complicated process. I'd rather not tell you what they have to do to get them.
Israel's prime minister meeting with his security cabinet today to get the deal ratified. It then goes on to a full vote. In Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, families gathering with relief and caution. ABC's Ian Panel is there.
We've seen celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying we love you, Trump. In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying I can be a mother who hugs her son again.
Cheers in Gaza, too. This is ABC News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that will require schools across the state to stop feeding children ultra-processed foods. It is the first ban of its kind in the country, which includes a science-backed legal definition for ultra-processed foods. That ban set to take effect in 2035. ABC's Andrea Fujii says not everyone's on board.
An agency that represents major food manufacturers opposing the legislation, saying some companies may not be able to adjust all of their recipes to meet the new requirements, and warning that changes could drive up prices. According to the CDC, kids get nearly two-thirds of their calories from ultra-processed foods, which have been linked to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
The bill does not provide any money to districts to cover those potential high costs. Expect to pay more for chocolate this Halloween. According to a new report from Wells Fargo, the cost of cocoa has more than doubled since the beginning of last year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes, and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny skies with a high of 65. Tonight, clouds move in with a 50% chance of scattered showers around midnight, a low of 47. And tomorrow, isolated showers around daybreak, otherwise breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, a high of 71. In Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 8 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 30, we're up to 63 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Good afternoon. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for FSIS-inspected ready-to-eat meals produced by Fresh Realm containing rice cauliflower that may be contaminated with listeria. Based on current evidence, the products included in this public health alert are not related to any ongoing outbreak investigations. The products subject to the health alert are sold by Blue Apron, 13.5-ounce plastic tray packages labeled Dish by Blue Apron Cheesy Chicken Mac with Vegetables with lot codes 25240 and 25247. The product bears establishment number P3081. And again, that's 13.05 ounces of Dish by Blue Apron Cheesy Chicken Mac with Vegetables. Also, Marley Spoon 10.5-ounce packages labeled Balance by Marley Spoon Barbecue Sauce Beef Meatballs with Cheesy Cauliflower with lot code 25255. The product bears establishment number 47718. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a health care provider. FSIS is concerned that these products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. District Administrator Steve Board reported the third Friday numbers to the Board of Education at last night's meeting. The projected number of students was to be 1,105 for a decline of 45 students. The final third Friday count was actually 1,174 students for an increase of 69 students. What helped was open enrollment. Last year, the difference between open enrollment in and out the district was minus 155 students last year. This year, the difference is minus 133. This means that the district is gaining students back. The board also approved 2 open enrollment in applications and 5 open enrollment out applications for the 2025-26 school year. The board also approved authorizing the district administrator to approve applications for open enrollment into the district on behalf of the board effective immediately. Such approval shall be reported to the Board of Education at the next regular meeting for ratification and record keeping. The Richland School Board also approved waiving the policy for school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow the Strengthening Families program to meet after 7 p.m. during their 2025-26 school year. The program will be held Wednesday evenings during the 6-week program. Richland School District Administrator reminded everyone that the district's annual meeting will be held Monday, October 20th at 6:30 in the high school IMC. He invites everyone to attend to make your voice be heard. A free car ferry won't be ready when a bridge crossing the Mississippi River south of La Crosse closes. The ferry will allow commuters to cross the river between Wisconsin and Iowa at Lansing, but not until roughly 2 weeks after the Black Hawk Bridge closes on October 20th. The only option for commuters will be a more than hour drive to bridges in either Prairie du Chien or La Crosse. Ferry landings are still under construction on either side of the river, and the ferry will also shut down in mid-December during the bridge's demolition phase. Once operational, the ferry will run 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and cross the river every 15 minutes. As the federal government shutdown continues, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Democrats are not backing down in their demands. Baldwin says hundreds of thousands of Americans will be unable to keep their health care if tax credits are allowed to expire. Baldwin calls that a crisis and says she won't let it happen by voting for the House continuing resolution to fund the government and end the shutdown. Baldwin joined Kira Pitt-DeAndre Tuesday on a virtual press conference. The Milwaukee child care provider said her health care could become unaffordable and pushed back on Republican narratives about persons in the country illegally accessing government health care, calling the claims untrue, detrimental, and manipulative. Baldwin says she'll remain in Washington to seek a bipartisan solution, but that here Republican colleagues are nowhere to be found. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator plans to donate his salary during the shutdown to the Joseph Project, a faith-based charity he helped found. Ron Johnson announced that during a telephone town hall on Monday, calling the charitable donation compliments of Chuck Schumer, a reference to the Democrat Senate Minority Leader. Johnson also predicted that Senate Democrats will come to their senses and vote for the Clean House Continuing Resolution that extends government funding until November 21st. Johnson said the shutdown, now entering a second week, is completely in Democrats' hands and that they should bear the consequences of it, including the layoffs of federal employees. A Wisconsin congressman says Democrats will continue to oppose a short-term funding bill for the federal government unless Republicans agree to extend health care subsidies. During a Wednesday press conference at the Capitol in Madison, 2nd District Democrat Mark Pocan said Republicans are on a mission to kick people off the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid to pay for Trump administration tax cuts. He says that will raise the cost for already struggling rural hospitals. Pocan blames White House Budget Director Russ Vogt and presidential advisor Stephen Miller for refusing to extend the subsidies. Wednesday was the 8th day of the federal government shutdown. Democrats proposed legislation that would require health insurance plans to cover infertility treatments in Wisconsin. State Senator and candidate for governor Kelda Royce of Madison said Tuesday that IVF is the only way for some people to build a family, but is at risk because of the very extreme elements that are in charge of the Republican Party that are pushing bans and trying to regulate not just IVF, but also forms of contraception as abortion. Assembly Minority Leader Robin Voss says Republicans Americans weren't aware the proposal was coming. But of course, I support IVF, whether they're doing it for political reasons, like they do almost everything else. The bill's provisions include coverage of diagnosis and treatment for infertility and fertility preservation services, like egg retrievals and embryo transfers. Wisconsin has lost $8 million that was supposed to go toward recruiting and training special education teachers, and now the case is in court. The Trump administration canceled tens of millions of dollars in grants to Wisconsin schools for all kinds of programs. Superintendent Jill Underley's office says this program has trained and mentored more than 300 teachers since it started last year. The Trump administration claims language in the grant application saying teachers would have an equity mindset violates civil rights protections. It's part of their effort to dismantle programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. The DPI removed that language and said it was required in the grant application in the first place. A judge first allowed the administration to cancel the grant, but the Department of Public Instruction has appealed that decision. Now they're waiting on an answer from an appellate judge. No matter what happens with this grant, Wisconsin needs more special ed teachers. Data shows that after 7 years on the job, more than half of special ed teachers left for other professions or left the state. It's 12:16 in Richland Center, 63 degrees. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Mayor Laverne Hardy, the longest-serving mayor of Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Content MPL.org digital collection, the Richland County History Room, ID number 7446. This, taken from the Richland Observer newspaper article at the time of his death, dated February 27, 1985. Melvin Laverne Hardy was born the 13th of October, 1923, in Richland Center to Vernie V. Hardy and Winnie Draper Hardy. He attended Richland Center schools and was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army during World War II. He married Betty Lucille Dietz on the 19th of January, 1944. He also worked at the city's electric generating plant. He owned and operated the mobile station on Sextonville Road and also worked for Elm Grove Dairy. He was a member of the Richland County Board, the Richland Fire Department, and he was elected as a city supervisor in 1961 from the 5th Ward. He was then elected mayor of Richland Center in 1968, where he served until his death on the 19th of February, 1986. He died of a heart attack. Mayor Hardy passed away at the age of 62, having served in that position as mayor for 18 years. He was re-elected 8 times and was the longest tenured mayor of the city. He was a lay leader at Trinity United Methodist Church. He was a member of the VFW, a member of the American Legion, the 40 and 8, the Masons, the Eastern Star, the Madison Scottish Rite Body, the Zor Temple, and numerous government commissions and councils, including the Economic Development Committee, the Southwest Regional Planning Commission, and the Governor's Employment and Training Council. Only recently, he had made a trip to New York City to assure a TIF grant bond issue concerning the economic position of the city's rating with Moody's. He was buried in Richland Center Cemetery following a Masonic service at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday and military graveside rites. The next day, on Saturday, at Trinity Church, it was filled to capacity, overflowing, paying tribute to the man who was best known for his love of the community of Richland Center. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering George J. Carswell, a renowned cheesemaker.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The Community Players presentation of Pride and Prejudice will open this weekend in the Richland Center City Auditorium. It's based on Jane Austen's most popular and well-known book telling the story of the relationship between Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy. In addition to the romance, it is celebrated for its social commentary on the times and witty writing. Born in Steventon, UK on December 16, 1775, into a family of one older sister and 6 brothers, life challenged her from the beginning. In an age where daughters were a burden to be married to the wealthiest available male, Jane was fortunate to have brothers to rely on. In fact, Jane and her sister attended boarding school until age 12, so she was fairly well educated for the time. Jane never married. She wanted more time to dedicate herself to her writing career. Jane died at age 41, and her novels gained more popularity after her death. Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice will be presented this Friday and Saturday at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 2. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The show will also be presented next weekend at the same times. Richland Center's large item collection will be held Saturday. Residents with items to be picked up should have them on the curb by 6 Saturday morning. Items included in the pickup are couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, entertainment centers, and such. Items not included are lumber or construction materials, brush, leaves, yard waste, microwaves, TVs, AC units, any computer equipment and appliances. Town and Country Sanitation will be placing dumpsters at the Richland Center landfill for appliances. Those items can be taken to the landfill for disposal during regular landfill hours from October 11th through 15th. There will be no charge to dispose of regular appliances at the landfill during these times. However, there will be a fee for disposal of microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, and computer equipment. The landfill will be open Saturday from 8 to noon and Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 1. Large items are not to be placed at the curb at any other time of the year unless a pickup tag has been purchased from the clerk treasurer's office. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday. When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances, but scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Consumers need to remember they should never provide their personal information in response to that unsolicited request. It applies here with open enrollment just as it does with everything else we talk about. Even if the requester claims to represent Medicare, a health care provider, or another government agency, current Medicare enrollees should never provide their Medicare card number to anyone unless they have initiated that contact directly with Medicare or their medical providers. And then instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
You can go directly to Medicare. They operate helplines and maintain many online resources to help enrollees. So you can go to Medicare.gov. You can go to Wisconsin's Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. They manage Wisconsin's Medigap Helpline and Medigap Part D and Prescription Drugs Hotlines. So that is longtermcare.wi.gov. You can go to the Office of Commissioner of Insurance of Wisconsin. They provide free online publications to educate the public on health insurance issues. And there is oci.wi.gov. or AARP. They provide many informative articles, tips, and other Medicare-related resources online, and that's aarp.org.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Good oral health means better overall health, and Village Family Dental in Spring Green is helping the community get there. Patients are encouraged to brush twice a day, floss regularly, and visit the dentist. Village Family Dental even has a full-time certified orthodontist. People can schedule checkups, cleanings, or a free orthodontic exam. By stopping harmful bacteria before it spreads, Village Family Dental and Orthodontics helps protect more than just teeth. At Village Family Dental, good health truly starts with a healthy smile.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
It's 63 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Knockertz-Maley is survived by two daughters, Marie and Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center, and Karen and Steve Hansen of Boscobel. Two sons, Kenneth and Elaine Knockertz of Reedsburg, and Ronald Knockertz of Toma. Six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, a brother, Dwayne and Pam Gebhard of Boscobel, sister-in-law, Donna Gebhard, and many other relatives and friends. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Bob Williams is survived by two daughters, Roberta and Joe Coe of Richland Center, and Christine and Don Machere of Grayslake, Illinois. Four grandchildren, niece and nephews, and many other relatives and close friends. Robert A., Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, two sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana, three grandchildren, two step-granddaughters, two step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Barbara Heberling of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Meniska, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Vern and Rita Akitz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grand County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Elliott is survived by six children, Wayne and Sue, Diane and Gary Johnson, Steve, Jeb and Terry, Darcy and Matt Weigel, Anne, Bean, and Denise Fisher. 10 grandchildren, and many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and family. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Linda Gentis is survived by her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, three stepchildren, Jan and Marianne Neuenhaus, Astrid Neuenhaus and Kurt Meyer, and Sonia Neuenhaus and Cecil Wright. Five step-grandchildren, three sisters, Marion Gentis Brown, Genevieve Gentis Hughes, and Celeste Gentis Benjamin. Eight nieces and nephews, several great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Cazenovia American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle Holloway is survived by his wife Jan, 3 sisters, Elaine, Ruth and Steve, Shaw, and Barbara, a brother, Paul Holloway, brothers and sisters-in-law, Larry Kretschy, Bobby Fry, David and Mary Fry, Lisa McGlynn, John and Kim Fry, and Chris Fry, father-in-law, Robert Fry, along with many other relatives and friends. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family. Patricia Muller is survived by her son, Kenneth of Elroy, daughters, Sharon Muller of Reedsburg, Christine and Wayne McCarty of Mauston, Lori and Tim Clem of Reedsburg, and Teresa Muller of Franklin. Daughter-in-law Jenny Muller of Baraboo, sister-in-law Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, 14 grandchildren, and 24 great-grandchildren. Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Pete Bremer is survived by his wife Cindy, 4 children, Tammy Bremer of Highland, Rebecca Bremer of Muscadet, Charity and Christian Platten of Eastman, and Christian Bremer and Matthew Farrell of Muscadet. 3 stepchildren, Corey and Isabel Laufenberg of Cornwall, New York, Jenna Laufenberg of Forest Park, Illinois, and Kyla and Adam Harlan of Richland Center. 20 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, brothers Galen Bremer of Avoca, Thomas and Linda Bremer of Wanakee, and William Bremer of Blue River. A sister, Josephine Mayhew of Mineral Point, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ryan and Michelle Keller, Dale and Stacy Hagenston, Josh and Nicole Prohaska, Casey and Alicia Carlson, and Michael and Brittany Sander. Best wishes to all of you from Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope your day is going well, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's another dry and sunny day here across the upper Midwest, although we are watching some moisture starting to move north out of the Central Plains up through Minnesota ahead of a weak front that could yield some spotty showers by early this evening out along the Minnesota-Wisconsin border, gradually tracking to the east-southeast later tonight. Rain amounts with this system look to be pretty minor, most likely a tenth inch or less, and that moves away tomorrow morning. We're left with pretty nice weather all the way through the weekend, really, with temperatures running a few degrees above normal and at least partly cloudy skies. There will be another front sweeping across Wisconsin Sunday night into early Monday. Could again provide a couple of showers, and then we'll have a break for the early part of next week before another system comes in Wednesday evening into Thursday. That one could be a little wetter and have more energy with it, so don't be surprised if we get a nice soaking out of that weather maker. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Generally sunny with highs in the mid-60s and the wind out of the south or southeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clouds push in tonight with a 50% chance of scattered showers around midnight and after, low at 47. Tomorrow, maybe an isolated shower around daybreak. Otherwise, some scattered sunshine developing, breezy and mild, high near 71 degrees. Southwest wind becoming northwest 10 to 20. On Saturday, a nice fall day with partly cloudy skies, low 43, high 67. As we go into Sunday, should be partly cloudy, low 44, high 68. Chance of a couple of showers at night. Monday, maybe a light shower early, then partly sunny and mild, low 52, high 71. Tuesday, a bit cooler, but still nice with partly cloudy skies, low 43, high 65. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 64 with a chance of showers at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 65, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today, 65. The record high for this date set in 2010 is 87. The record low, 22, was set in 2000. Last year's high was 71 with a low of 36. Sunset tonight will be at 6:29, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:09. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.32 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Nebraska corn ethanol is about to get a lot greener. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A Kansas company, Tallgrass Energy, is ready to flip the switch on a carbon dioxide pipeline that stretches from western Iowa to southeastern Wyoming. The pipeline used to carry natural gas and will allow nearly a dozen corn ethanol plants to send their CO2 for sequestration, racking up credits in the carbon marketplace. Don Caldwell of Renewable Fuels Nebraska, a trade association representing Nebraska ethanol.
There's a tremendous advantage to the ethanol plants to be able to capture, compress, and sequester the carbon dioxide that they have currently been emitting.
Caldwell says reducing carbon emissions is also more profitable for ethanol.
Being able to capture and sequester that carbon dioxide lowers that ethanol plant CI score by about 25 points. So if you're a farmer selling into that plant, or if you're one of the lucky investors that early on signed on to ownership of any of those ethanol plants, and many, many farmers are, that's greatly to your advantage.
Pipeline operator Tallgrass Energy will donate millions of dollars over the next 10 years for community projects on and near the pipeline route, which satisfy groups opposing the project. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
No surprise, Brazil is on track for record soybean exports. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. Brazil is on pace to reach record soybean export volumes in 2025. Ag economist Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says this is not a surprise.
Well, what it is you're seeing Brazil take over our market share. The fact of the matter, plain and simple, is China has been not buying our beans. And we know that due to the trade war situation right now.
He tells Brownfield Brazil's soy exports are expected to hit more than 102 million metric tons through the end of the month, surpassing yearly totals from 2024 and 2023.
We missed the September window, we missed the October window, and it looks like we're probably going to miss the November window as China has essentially secured their needs for those shipping periods from South America, both from Brazil as well as Argentina.
McCormick says U.S.-China negotiations have gone in the wrong direction, which is leading to more purchases of Brazilian crops. A member of the House Ag Committee says farmers on her Agriculture Advisory Council are questioning the Trump administration's $20 billion bailout of Argentina. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski tells Brownfield,
why would this administration be providing financial taxpayer incentives to a country that is our competitor when we're trying to sell our own domestically grown soybeans?
China recently purchased around 7 million tons of soybeans from Argentina. And Budzinski says,
China's not buying our soybeans. Why would we be providing any kind of financial bailout to Argentina right now at the potential detriment of our own growers?
Budzinski says the move is also counterintuitive as talks of a $10 billion U.S. farmer assistance package pick up steam. A livestock market advisor says beef and dairy producers should expect a strong beef market for at least another year. Matt Wolf from Ever Ag tells Brownfield the size of the cattle herd hasn't changed much, and cattle prices are significantly higher than they were last year.
You know, comfortably, we're sitting here in the 350s, 355s, the deferreds out in the 2026 are trading in the 340s right now. So overall, these are fantastic prices that cattlemen and your dairy farmers are able to take advantage of.
Wolf says carcass weights are around 50 pounds heavier now than they were 2 years ago.
Do the math. When we kill about 550,000 animals per week synthetically, we don't need to see our cattle supplies get back to where they were last year just because of the excess weight we're adding to these animals now.
Wolf says feed costs are inexpensive, which helps the producer's bottom line. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatou with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Both sales include farm machinery, tools, mowers, motorcycles, household, antiques, and much, much more. We also have real estate agents ready to help you buy or sell your real estate. Go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hustatou. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs have no comparison. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. A few bids have surfaced at $230 live but are being passed. Packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. Asking prices are around $235 to $237 live but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume could hold out until later today or well into tomorrow. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, offerings were limited, but 1,000-pound steers were $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers both in-house and online. Feeder supply included 64% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 805 to 849 pounds, brought 380.25 to 384.50. Feeder steers 1,009 to 1,011 pounds, brought 355.50 to 355.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 809 to 843 pounds, brought 339 to 350. Box beef was higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 50 cents at 366.66. Select was 66 cents higher at 345.90. Cash hog prices at the major directs were not reported at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors have yet to move significant numbers this week. Demand for pork, both on the global market and domestically, remain crucial to profitability. But as the government shutdown continues, the industry is left without vital information that measures global demand. Pork remains competitively priced in the retail space, and that's likely helping bolster some domestic demand. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which have been creeping back up. The 5-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 97.84. It's 97.87 at the Iowa Minnesota, and the 5-day rolling average in the Western Corn Belt's 97.70. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $70, and pork values were lower at midday, down $1.71 at 102.11. Bellies were sharply lower. Butts and loins were also lower. Ribs were unchanged, while picnics and loins were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season. And let's get familiarized.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
October is National Farm to School Month. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Brianna Good, Indiana's Farm to School Coordinator, says the program connects farmers with school districts interested in serving locally grown food in school cafeterias.
Farm to School is a nationwide initiative and one that the Indiana Grown for Schools Network focuses on here in the state of Indiana. It also includes educational components such as school gardens, farm to school field trips, nutrition education, really providing students with the understanding of where their food comes from and why it matters, how it fuels their body.
She tells Brownfield the partnership provides economic development for rural communities.
We're thinking about new markets for farmers, so schools, they can be reliable buyers of fresh produce or dairy, meat, grains, and they give our small and mid-sized farmers a steady income stream. It's also a local investment, so money spent on local food oftentimes stays within that community. So supporting those farm operations and equipment purchases and local jobs, as well as business growth, we see an increased demand with schools, and that can lead to expanded production, being able to build out their farm business.
Good says the Indiana Grown for Schools Network is a collaborative effort to sustain farm-to-school activities statewide. I'm Erin Anderson with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Trust isn't given, it's earned, story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it, and we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6
Thinking about a pole building? Start with the experts at Harchi Lumber, your trusted hometown source for quality building materials and professional service. From planning to completion, their experienced team knows how to deliver the durable structure you need. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to fit your exact needs, all while ensuring it meets local building code and standards. Whether it's for storage, farming, or a custom project, they've got you covered. Get your project started today at 985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. There is cautious optimism in Israel and in Gaza. Following the announcement, Israel and Hamas have agreed on phase one of a U.S. peace plan. Israel's government still needs to approve the proposal. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, a partial withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza, and the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli officials will certainly want this to be a seamless exchange. If you'll recall, in one of the last prisoner release exchanges and hostage release, there was a big ceremony and some of the hostages were paraded through thousands of people. That is what the Israelis don't want to